nicotina te va a matar.
My name is Rielle Kapler. I work here at the Compassion Club of British Columbia in Vancouver. And I do a little bit of everything here, as most of us do. I work in distribution, selling the cannabis. I do the orientation sessions for new members. I work on the strategic planning and on the internal policies, as well as political communications and media. This is the reception area where people come and they show their membership card and they take a number, and then they come over here and wait in the waiting room. And it's very nice in here. There's a lot of light, there's a lot of plants, and there's some decorative bars in the window. They're security bars, but they're quite beautiful also. We take one person at a time in the distribution area where we sell it, so that people can get their advice on what they're going to be buying. And it's kind of a little bit of a, hi Darcy, an assembly line. People buy their pod and then it gets put in bags. And it's really one or two people at a time. So they're just waiting to go through that. Today we have 11 things on the menu. Two of them are hash. The rest are different types of cannabis. And sometimes we also have baked goods, so cookies and brownies and things like that. You can see the top one on the menu is pochi. It's a strong sativa crossed with indica. We described it a little bit. It says smooth, tasty, heavy-duty stone. That's $10 a gram. Another one that we have on the menu is the guppy hash. It's a strong outdoor indica. It's a hash made from a bubble. It's a bubble hash. It's made through a water extraction process, and it's very strong and very pure, and it's $14 a gram. The average price is $8 a gram. It's less expensive and better quality, and it's a nice atmosphere. So people aren't having to buy on the street and come into contact with other things that they don't want to come into contact with. Behind the yellow and purple curtains is the distribution area, and that's where people go to purchase their pot and where they get it wrapped up in bags for them. And over there is the office for the new member orientation and registration. And back here is the smoking room, and people can come in here when they've purchased their pot, or just come in and hang out here and smoke pot together and talk and socialize. We've been here about 4 years, and it started off with one young woman who realized that there were a lot of people who needed cannabis and who weren't able to procure it very easily, and that it really helped these people with their illnesses. So she went down to California and learned a lot of things there, because there were some compassion clubs already started up there, and she learned a lot and brought back what she learned here. And there are a lot of clubs all throughout Canada, smaller clubs. There's another one in Victoria, there's one in Montreal, there's one or two or three in Toronto, and there's different ones in different places. We're a nonprofit society. We make money from selling cannabis. We do about a 30% markup on what we buy it, and we use our proceeds to fund our wellness center, which is the alternative healthcare practitioners, and to pay for the running of the club. We run by consensus here. We have no hierarchy, so everybody's on the same level who works here. Everybody gets paid the same amount who works here. And we make our decisions together with a consensus decision-making process. It's working very well for us. We think that the decisions we make are excellent and a lot more creative than they could be otherwise, and everybody's happy with them. So it makes for a really wonderful workplace environment. We have about 10 different regular growers that we buy from, they're on contract with us. And because they're on contract, that means part of the contract is that we go and inspect their grow operations and whether they're indoor or outdoor grows. And we make sure that it's quality growing and that it's clean. And there are some people who walk in off the street, they hear about us and they have something they want to sell to us, and they come in and give us a sample and we inspect it for quality and make sure that it's good quality, and if it's a good price as well, then we'll buy it from them. It's really important for us to have a variety of different types of cannabis because different kinds have different effects and help different people, and it's important for people to have access to all those different kinds of cannabis. So we like to have a regular supply, and then every now and then something special that's going to come in just once. We prefer to buy organic pot. We have about 30% of the cannabis that we buy is organic, and that's really important for people with compromised immune systems because the chemical fertilizers and pesticides are very bad for people's health. So the cleaner the pot is, the better it is for whether you're sick or not, but especially for people with compromised immune systems, it's really important. We have about 1,700 members here, and their conditions vary widely. The majority, I would say, have AIDS, HIV, cancer, hepatitis C. There's some members who have multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, migraines, stress, eating disorders, glaucoma, epilepsy, chronic fatigue, alcoholism or other drug addictions, severe pain, most of the kind of chronic and painful, or they are having problems with the medications that they're taking for some of the conditions, for, you know, the extreme nausea that comes with some of the AIDS medications and the treatments for cancer. So they use the cannabis to treat the nausea. So after our members get their doctor to fill in the forms and have them faxed to us, we confirm it and we set them up with an appointment to do an orientation session with us. Right now there's about a 3 to 4 month wait list, which is extraordinarily too long, but every time that there's something in the media about it, people find out about it, we get an influx of requests for membership. So when they come for their orientation session, we fill out the rest of our forms, our consent form and our other legal documents. We go through the members' rights and responsibilities that we have in place to ensure that this is a good, friendly, safe, secure, non-discriminatory environment. And we also do a little bit of, well, quite a lot of going over how to use cannabis properly and how to use it as a medicine. And then after that, they pay a $15 a year fee for membership, and they have access to the place whenever they want. They can come in, show their card, purchase whatever they would like, and use the smoke room. They have access to our alternative healthcare practitioners that we have here. We have herbalists and counselors and nutritionists, traditional Chinese medicine, Reiki, so they can come in and use those things. And they can also just hang out and partake in the community and the social interactions that happen here.
Zip right up. Everyone's a winner, bargains galore. That's right, you too can be the proud owner. The quality goes in before that name goes on. $0.1 $0.1.
We have a lot of different types of cannabis here, and they are different because and why we have such a variation is really important, because they all have very different effects. So it depends on what people's conditions are and how and when they want to use it. So for the two main families of cannabis are sativa and indica. The sativas tend to be more cerebral, more in the head. They are energizing, stimulating, give people kind of a creative tendency, and elevate people's moods. So these tend to be good to distract people from their pain, to lift people's moods who have depression, to give people energy who have chronic fatigue, and they also stimulate the appetite. The indicas, on the other hand, the effect is mostly in the body, and they're really relaxing. They're good for muscle spasms, for pain in general, and just very relaxing. So it tends to be good for people who have, you know, excellent for multiple sclerosis and calming the muscles, or epilepsy, great for pain, and also good for intraocular pressure that comes in glaucoma. So that tends to be good for, also better for the evening, because it's so relaxing, the pure strain. So it can also be sleepy. Not all of them are. Some indica strains are, and some indica strains aren't. But the ones, there are some that are good for helping people sleep also. So some people who have problems sleeping tend to like that. And the sativas, on the other hand, because they're so stimulating, are something that we recommend people don't smoke right before they go to bed, because they're going to be up for a few hours.
Skip the middle man. Don't settle for less. How do we do it? How do we do it? Volume, volume, turn up the volume. You heard it advertised. Don't hesitate. Don't be caught with your drawers down. Don't be caught with your drawers down.
It's really important to us here to stress that people have access to the whole plant cannabis, as opposed to pharmaceutical derivatives. We think that it's okay for people to have access to the pharmaceutical products, but that the whole plant is very different. There's some people think that the active ingredient in cannabis is THC, and that's not true. There's about 40, 50 different types of cannabinoids, and one of them is THC, one of them is CBD, there's CBN, and they all work synergistically together. So extracting one component doesn't really work. They have made some THC derivatives. They've just taken out the THC, and they're horrible. People hate them. They don't take them. They're too strong, and they don't have the balancing factor of all the other cannabinoids. Some pharmaceuticals now are trying to make products with all of, you know, the cannabinoid profile in them, and that's fine, but the whole plant is very important to people, because it's not harmful. It's not monopolizable. They can grow it in their own backyards. And right now there is a lot of threat. The pharmaceutical companies are trying to monopolize cannabis and cannabis products, and that's something that the Compassion Club in British Columbia, we're really trying to advocate for people's access to whole plant medicine.
Please allow 30 days for delivery. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. You can live in it, laughing it, loving it, swimming it, sleeping it, living it, swimming it, laughing it, loving it, remove the embarrassing stains from contour sheets. Visiting relatives, it turns a sandwich into a banquet. Tired of being the life of the party, change your shirt.
We don't consider smoke of cannabis to be harmful. If people are smoking organic, and if they're smoking high potency, that means they smoke less. We don't feel that there's a big problem with the smoke, based on what we've seen in our experience and any of the research that has been done. We do recommend that people use either long-stemmed glass pipes to cool the smoke, or a water pipe, again, to cool the smoke. They can use a vaporizer, which is a smokeless method. They can also make tinctures or eat cannabis in baked goods. Smoking is a really good method of delivery, because the effects are immediate. They happen within, you know, 5 minutes, and usually within 5 to 10 seconds. So it's really easy to self-titrate or self-medicate. So people can take one puff and wait a second or two, and then go, yes, that's enough, I feel better now. Or they can, you know, go, oh, I need a little bit more, and then take a little bit more. Very effective delivery system, very immediate relief of their symptoms, and they can really know exactly how much is good for them. You know, as opposed to, let's say, other drugs that doctors have people on, let's say, for antidepressant, and they keep raising the dosage and lowering the dosage, and this is something that puts a lot of autonomy on our members or any cannabis users to self-medicate. They can figure out what works best for them, and everybody is different, and they don't really need a doctor to tell them how much is good for them, because they can figure that out very easily.
Because it's effective, it's defective, it creates household odors, it disinfects, it sanitizes for your protection, it gives you an erection, it wins the election. Why put up with painful coins any longer? It's a redeemable coupon, no obligation, no salesman will visit your home. We got a jackpot, jackpot.
For a medicine to be effective, it doesn't have to be a pharmaceutical product or to come with a prescription from a doctor. There are herbalists who have been working with herbs and their healing properties for thousands of years, and they are quite effective. We've helped a lot of people with different problems heal themselves with herbs. So cannabis is an herb. It's a very strong herb, but it is just one of many different herbs. So doctors really, if doctors are people who prescribe pharmaceutical products, they really aren't the right people to be prescribing cannabis. Really, herbalists are, naturopaths are, doctors of traditional Chinese medicine, anybody who's used to working with herbs, because they do give dosages for people. They do tell people, take this much this often, or they prepare extracts and give a certain amount for a person to take. Why it doesn't really matter to get a doctor's prescription as well, and why it is something that we're not really worried about being in the hands of doctors, is because it's not a dangerous drug. There's nothing, you can't OD, you can't overdose on cannabis. The worst that can happen to you is that you'll fall asleep or get really, really high and want to come down and stay up for a couple hours. But you can't hurt yourself, so it's a harmless drug. You don't hurt yourself and you don't hurt other people, so it's not something that we're trying to keep away from people as maybe something that's a more pure or potent or potentially deadly drug. Getting the doctor's recommendations, and by doing everything we do everything above the board. We're a registered nonprofit society. We pay our taxes. We do everything by the Societies Act. We do everything very legitimately, and because of that, we have, in the eyes of the courts, the judicial system, and also the police, we're legitimate. The police say that they have bigger fish to fry, and they're very aware of us. They've helped us out with different situations. They know what we're doing, and they've said, if you ever have any problems, don't think you can't call us. Call us. And the courts have been very lenient on any of our growers. A couple of our growers have gotten caught, and they've said, well, the Compassion Club is providing an essential service to the community. Cannabis helps people. Where are people supposed to get it? So we're quite tolerated, but we sell cannabis, and doing that is not legal. So we risk arrest. Every time we come to work here, we do risk arrest, and it's a form of civil disobedience that we engage in here every day.
Sol, Lele.